Welcome to Saturday Evening Prayer from the Anglican A Prayer Book for Australia. We proclaim the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. God, in his infinite mercy, forgives all sins, and through our baptism in the name of our Saviour Jesus Christ, we are given a rebirth into new life, free from the burden of all sin. Alleluia. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever. Let us pray. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Glory to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, so now and forever. Amen. The Lord is my shepherd, therefore can I lack nothing. He shall make me lie down in green pastures and lead me beside still waters. He shall refresh my soul and guide me in right pathways for his name's sake. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff comfort me. You spread a table before me in the presence of those who trouble me. You have anointed my head with oil, and my cup shall be full. Surely your goodness and loving kindness shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The day is now past, and the night is at hand. Let us pray with one heart and mind. Father of lights, receive the prayer and praise we offer you as our evening sacrifice. Make us a light for all the world. Delivered by your goodness from all the works of darkness, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. Psalm 22, beginning at verse 23. I will tell of your name to my companions. In the midst of the congregation will I praise you. O praise the Lord, all you that fear him. Hold him in honour, O seed of Jacob, and let the seed of Israel stand in awe of him. For he has not despised nor abhorred the poor man in his misery, nor did he hide his face from him, but heard him when he cried. From you springs my praise in the great congregation. I will pay my vows in the sight of all that fear you. The meek shall eat of the sacrifice and be satisfied. And those who seek the Lord shall praise him. May their hearts rejoice forever. Let all the ends of the earth remember and turn to the Lord. And let all the families of the nations worship before him. For the kingdom is the Lord's, and he shall be ruler over the nations. How can those who sleep in the earth do him homage? Or those that descend to the dust bow down before him? But he has saved my life for himself, and my posterity shall serve him. This shall be told of my Lord to a future generation, and his righteousness declared to a people yet unborn, that he has done it. Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, therefore can I lack nothing. He will make me lie down in green pastures and lead me beside still waters. He will refresh my soul and guide me in right pathways for his name's sake. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff comfort me. You spread a table before me in the face of those who trouble me. You have anointed my head with oil, and my cup shall be full. Surely your goodness and loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Lord Christ, eternal word and light of the Father's glory. Send your light and your truth that we may both know and proclaim your word of life, to the glory of God the Father, for you now live and reign, God, for all eternity. Amen. The first reading is from the book of Genesis, beginning at chapter 50, verse 7. So Joseph went up to bury his father. With him went up all the servants of Pharaoh, the elders of his household, and all the elders of the land of Egypt, as well as all the household of Joseph, his brothers and his father's household. Only their children, their flocks, and their herds were left in the land of Goshen. Both chariots and charioteers went up with him. It was a very great company. When they came to the threshing floor of Atad, which is beyond the Jordan, they held there a very great and sorrowful lamentation. And he observed a time of mourning for his father for 7 days. When the Canaanite inhabitants of the land saw the mourning on the threshing floor of Atad, they said, "This is a grievous mourning on the part of the Egyptians." Therefore, the place was named Abel Mizraim. It is beyond the Jordan. Thus his sons did for him as he had instructed them. They carried him to the land of Canaan and buried him in the cave of the field at Machpelah, the field near Mamre, which Abraham bought as a burial site from Ephron the Hittite. After he had buried his father, Joseph returned to Egypt with his brothers and all who had gone up with him to bury his father. Realizing that their father was dead, Joseph's brothers said, "What if Joseph still bears a grudge against us and pays us back in full for all the wrong that we did to him?" So they approached him, saying, "Your father gave this instruction before he died. Say to Joseph, 'I beg you, forgive the crime of your brothers and the wrong they did in harming you. Now, therefore, please forgive the crime of the servants of the God of your father.'" Joseph wept when they spoke to him. Then his brothers also wept, fell down before him, and said, "We are here as your slaves." But Joseph said to them, "Do not be afraid. Am I in the place of God? Even though you intended to do harm to me, God intended it for good, in order to preserve a numerous people as he is doing today. So have no fear. I myself will provide for you and your little ones." In this way he reassured them, speaking kindly to them. So Joseph remained in Egypt, he and his father's household. And Joseph lived 110 years. Joseph saw Ephraim's children of the third generation. The children of Machir, son of Manasseh, were also born on Joseph's knees. Then Joseph said to his brothers, "I am about to die, but God will surely come to you and bring you up out of this land to the land that he swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob." So Joseph made the Israelites swear, saying, "When God comes to you, you shall carry up my bones from here." And Joseph died, being 110 years old. He was embalmed and placed in a coffin in Egypt. The second reading is from the Gospel according to Luke, beginning at chapter 17, verse 20. Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Once Jesus was asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God was coming, and he answered, "The kingdom of God is not coming with things that can be observed. Nor will they say, 'Look, here it is,' or 'There it is.' For in fact, the kingdom of God is among you." Then he said to his disciples, "The days are coming when you will long to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and you will not see it. They will say to you, look there or look here. Do not go. Do not set off in pursuit. For as the lightning flashes and lights up the sky from one side to the other, so will the Son of Man be in his day. But first he must endure much suffering and be rejected by this generation. Just as it was in the days of Noah, so too it will be in the days of the Son of Man. They were eating and drinking and marrying and being given in marriage until the day Noah entered the ark. And the flood came and destroyed all of them. Likewise, just as it was in the days of Lot, they were eating and drinking, buying and selling, planting and building. But on the day that Lot left Sodom, it rained fire and sulphur from heaven and destroyed all of them. It will be like that on the day that the Son of Man is revealed. On that day, anyone on the housetop who has belongings in the house must not come down to take them away. And likewise, anyone in the field must not turn back. Remember Lot's wife. Those who try to make their life secure will lose it, but those who lose their life will keep it. I tell you, on that night there will be two in one bed. One will be taken and the other left. There will be two women grinding meal together. One will be taken and the other left. Then they asked him, where, Lord? He said to them, where the corpse is, there the vultures will gather. May your word live in us and bear much fruit to your glory. Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us. So let us celebrate the feast, not with the old leaven of corruption and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Christ, once raised from the dead, dies no more. Death has no more dominion over him. In dying, he died to sin once for all. In living, he lives to God. See yourselves, therefore, as dead to sin and alive to God in Jesus Christ our Lord. Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who sleep. For since by one man came death, by another has come also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. The Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Almighty and everlasting God, you hate nothing that you have made, and you forgive the sins of all who are penitent. Create and make in us new and contrite hearts, that we, worthily lamenting our sins and acknowledging our wretchedness, may obtain of you, the God of all mercy, perfect remission and forgiveness. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Lord God, our Redeemer, who heard the cry of your people and sent your servant Moses to lead them out of slavery, free us from the tyranny of sin and death, and by the leading of your Spirit, bring us to our promised land. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Faithful God, you have surrounded us with a great cloud of witnesses. Grant that we, encouraged by the example of your servant, Mother Superior Emma Crawford of the Society of the Sacred Advent in Brisbane, who was renowned for her love of children and her gentle nature, who we commemorate on the 9th of March each year, We ask, therefore, that we may also persevere in running the race that is set before us, until at last we may attain to your eternal glory. Through Jesus Christ, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God for ever and ever. Amen. O God, you have made of one blood all the peoples of the earth, and sent your Son to preach peace to those who are far off and to those who are near. Grant that people everywhere may seek after you and find you. Pour out your Spirit upon all flesh, and hasten the coming of your kingdom. God of grace, hear our prayer. Merciful Lord, we ask for your guidance to be given to those who are imprisoned for crimes. May they hear your guiding voice and act with peace and harmony in all they do, as we forgive them, for they know not what they do. God of grace, hear our prayer. Loving God, we ask your blessing for those listed on the Anglican cycle of prayer, the Diocese of Columbia, the Episcopal Church, the Diocese of Canberra, Goulburn, the Parish of Goondiwindi, St. John's Community Care Services, Burleigh Heads, St. Aidan's Anglican Girls' School, Corinda, all parishes seeking clergy, all Anglican schools seeking chaplains, all prison ministry chaplaincy teams, all people joining in this prayer offering. God of grace, hear our prayer. Come to visit us, Lord, this night, so that by your strength we may rise at daybreak to rejoice in the resurrection of Christ your Son, who lives and reigns for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord be with you, and also with you. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Amen.